Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACOTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is January 30th, 2016, Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America. Welcome everyone to the show this evening. We're glad to have you with us. And I'd like to give an especially warm welcome to the leader of this teaching, who is Sri Kadafji, the Nahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master. Sri Kadafji, welcome, and how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. And for those people who haven't listened before, I will just give you a brief overview of what we do during the show. We talk about some of the basic principles of the teaching as well. We'll go into other aspects that we don't always touch on in other shows. They're all not exactly alike. There's some main information that we do try to touch on, but we give an overview and then we give some deeper aspects as well. So with that, Sri Kadafji, I'm going to leave this open to you and see where you would like to start off this evening.
Well, one of my favorite starts is with the short definition that we have as the Ancient Science of Sahaji, which is on our logo. The logo has the stylized Sarosha, S-R-A-O-S-H-A, which is the symbol that we can use for the one practice that we teach called contemplation. That contemplation we recommend to do 30 minutes a day. And having said that, the ACOTA teaches the essence of man as soul, the soul which is the anima or the animation part of the individual, the true essence, and we call it the light and sound of the Sarosha. And that is, again, the stylized lettering, S-R-A-O-S-H-A, is the derivation of the word spirit. And spirit is a derivation of the word spiral, meaning to spin. And that equates with the idea that the essence within us is in a state of motion, and it creates a sound in that motion. And the motion is what we call the sound current that can be heard as a high electrical pitch within one, and they center on that sound current, and then they realize that's the perpetual soul, the individual's perpetual soul, that they have been for eternity. So it's an ecstatic experience when one realizes the sound current. Perhaps they've heard it their entire lifetime, but no one's ever told them what the sound is. In other words, the religions and philosophies and teachings don't really mention the sound current. And when they do, they're not really focusing on it as something important. In other words, the importance is that it is the essence of the individual. And then they listen to that sound current and make the practice of Sahaji, the ancient science of Sahaji, is ACOTA. Sahaji is the movement of the soul within one and the out-of-body experience, they call it, or just the movement of this essence as soul to the higher planes above the lower worlds that we call. And the lower worlds are the place where we learn each day. And I thought perhaps, Leslie, you'd like to explain the lower worlds and maybe take us to a huge chant. Would that be okay?
Of course, I would be happy to. The lower worlds, let me say this. The spirit that flows from the Godhead, it goes through what's called the higher worlds and then descends into the lower worlds. So the higher worlds are the worlds where spirit is pure positive spirit. There are no positive, there's not a duality. So it's not both positive and negative, it's just pure positive. However, when spirit gets to the soul plane, just below the soul plane, it splits off into the dual currents of the positive and the negative. And that's why this is called, these are called the lower worlds. So it descends from the soul plane, which is the first of the higher worlds planes, to the etheric and mental plane, which is actually one and the same plane, the causal plane, the astral plane, and the physical plane. And the further the spirit descends, the more matter is interspersed with spirit, so that it becomes, the vibrations become what we call heavier or more dense. Then that's why we're here in the physical plane, because this is a plane which is really the best training ground for soul to become honed and to become more spiritually unfolded. It's the perfect place because of all the negativity that's here. So if one can reach the three goals while here on this plane, then it's much easier to exist in any of the other planes. So with that, the modus operandi of gaining spiritual unfoldment is achieved really through the spiritual exercises of Akata. And there are three goals, which I'll touch on briefly, and that is self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. So to achieve those three goals, one really does need to contemplate, and we highly recommend this to be done on a daily basis, because we need to be a channel for spirit, let spirit flow through us, helps us to maintain our balance, gives us protection, and accelerates our spiritual unfoldment. So I will first go through a contemplation, what a contemplation is, spiritual technique. I'll go through a very short version of it. And then after that, I guess we could talk about the spiritual goals. But what we do is it looks like someone is meditating, but in actuality, it's really a contemplation exercise. And the difference being that contemplation is a more active state on the inner than a meditation. Meditation is more of a just pure stillness and trying to block out any kind of imagery, whereas in contemplation, we let that flow through. We're still focusing on a spiritual point. So, for instance, we use a very high vibrational word. In this case, we use the word hue, H-U, which is pronounced hue. We use that because the vibrations are so high that negativity can't get through it. So this is a wonderful mantra to chant for the spiritual exercise, and also at any time during the day on the inner or the outer. It doesn't have to be out loud. So to do this contemplation, here's a brief form. We're going to do a huge chant, which shows you the beginning of the contemplation. And we close our eyes. We sit comfortably. Feet can be flat on the floor. They can be crossed in tailor fashion, just as long as we're comfortable and in a quiet place, quiet being the most important part about it, because we're going to try to block out any kind of extraneous noise. We use earplugs if needed to. So what we're going to do is put our attention, you can either put it on what's called the Chisrakil, which is the third eye, or the crown chakra, which is the highest of all the chakras. And this is actually the spot where the soul enters in as a baby. So we're going to close our eyes, put our attention on either one of these chakras, take a couple of deep breaths to relax. And then you can chant along with me if you like, or you can just listen. Barak HaBashad, which means may the blessings be. Now, we want to do this contemplation for 30 minutes daily. And it's good if we can to perform it at the same time of day, so you're spanning a 24-hour period, because that 30 minutes covers you for spiritual protection, for balance during that 24-hour period. And that's why we recommend it so strongly to be done on a daily basis. And you might have different experiences. Once you close your eyes, you're immediately in Sahaji, K King, which is a traveling on the inner soul travel, it's sometimes called. This can be a very subtle experience. It can be very vivid, where you're seeing different things, actually doing something on one of the inner planes. Perhaps you're visiting a satsang class at one of the temples of Golden Wisdom. There are many different experiences that can be had. In addition, you might just see the light or hear the sound, because Sarosha, the spiritual current that flows from the Godhead, is seen as light and heard as sound. So you can see a white or a yellow light, which would be a light of the higher planes. You could see a rose or red colored light, pink light, which is the astral plane. An orange or ochre type color is the causal plane, where the Akashic records are stored, and the blue light is of the mental plane, and just at the very top of the mental plane, you'll see a lavender light, which is the etheric plane. So this sort of tells you where you're traveling if you see one of these lights. In addition, you might hear the sound current. Most people generally hear the sound current when they're doing the contemplation, but you can hear it at any time or all the time during the day. And it might be heard as a high-pitched electrical sound, or it might also be heard as one of the sounds that emanate from the different planes, because there are sounds that will tell you what plane you're on, such as a single note of a flute is the sound of the soul plane. So Srikanthi, I want to give you an opportunity to break in here, because I know I've been taking a lot of time and don't know if you want to continue on with something else, or if you want to talk about the three goals, or
sure,
what you would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. I'll talk about the three goals. The three goals align with the lower planes and the first 10 planes in the universe. The first goal is called self-realization. That comes in the fifth initiation, which is the plane of liberation above the four lower planes that Leslie had mentioned. That is the place where each individual, after said it was, we mentioned that the essence of soul, and that is the light and sound. And when we identify with that completely in self-realization, when the experience of the knowingness or the I am takes place, not just discussing it or understanding it, but the actual experience of it, and then identifying with itself, then one gains self-realization. Again, that's the first goal. The second goal comes in the eighth initiation, which is the plane of God realization. That God realization is a tremendous experience, obviously. And then we often talked about how the Akshar is the God in Akasha, and it's not a religion by any means. But people asked the question in the past, how can I get God realization in the eighth plane if God resides on the 12th plane? Well, I've often said, and this is important, that in ancient times, maybe about 1,000 years ago, the teacher Fubi Quanz, who was a master at that time, also my predecessor recently, we had a second tenure at that time. In the ancient time, the higher initiates that had gained eight initiations asked Fubi and pleaded with him, in a sense, to give them the God realization. They were anxious to do that. So Fubi, and his great benevolence as the masters are, allowed the higher initiates to gain the glimpse of the divine. And when they gained this glimpse of the divine, the acronym came to be the word God. So in the path of Akasha is the only one that explains this glimpse of the divine, and therefore Akasha shows it's the highest path, the only path, most direct path to the Godhead, giving the second goal of God-realization. The third goal, third major goal on the path of Akasha, is the spiritual mastery that comes two planes higher in the 10th plane. And that is the experience of gaining the expertise and the complete and total confidence completely discarding also the karma that one has gained from many, many past lives. Now, Abbott obviously teaches karma and reincarnation, but those two aspects are in the lower worlds below the three major goals. That's the karma and reincarnation worlds. Once one steps on the path of Akita and becomes a member, and all the membership and materials and seminars are all free of charge. We don't charge any money for anything. So it's free. So we have a pure motive in that realm. Once one steps onto the path, and then they cease their karma, stops completely, and they start working off their karma instead of practicing karma. And once they step onto the path, they're practicing Dharma. No other teaching explains this. I challenge people all the time, go elsewhere and find the discourse of the living Sarosha Master. And they will not have that in other teachings. So once you step on the path, one is practicing Dharma and working off their karma, and is completely worked off by the time one is a master. In the first 2 years, most of the primal karma, the prime karma that's gone back to millions of lifetimes, is worked off. And you can see that that is quite an undertaking to be able to do that. That's why the neophyte, the new people on the path, these individuals usually have their karma down in the dream state. And that dream state is stepped up and speeded up, and all sorts of stuff goes on in the dream state. I always kid when you say you can get hit by a train 10 times in a dream state, but in one lifetime, probably only once. That's kind of a little joke that I tell regarding the karma work, working out the karma. So a lot more can be done in the dream state, that's what that means, than you can actually do in the physical plane in terms of the resolution of karma. And that's what one of the aspects of Akita is, the working out of one's karma so that they don't have to be reincarnated again. Because until one steps onto the path of Akita, then they have to be reincarnated back into the lower worlds. That's just the nature of the cycle. It's called the Wheel of Samsara, or the Wheel of the 84, where it's a constant cycle of reincarnation controlled by the king of the lower worlds, the overlord, the negative overlord, which we call Kalanaranjan. So there's a real demon in the universe, and we call him Kal for short, K-A-L. He's the he-god, whereas the Akshar is the divine it, the cessated, stop, still, highest aspect of the divine, in what we call the Akshar. And that name is just a high vibratory rate for the supreme deity. And then all the negative overlords are below that, in the lower planes. Lower planes, we have the Kalanaranjan, who is controlled by the divine it. So when you hear people talking about the he-god, I sort of cringe, because they're just talking about the demon, Kalanaranjan, but they're unaware of that, you see. So it's a matter of total awareness on the path of Akita, in the daily practice of the contemplation, allows one to gain this awareness on the inner planes, because that's where all the awareness and total awareness and complete state of consciousness is, from the divine Sarosha that we gain by the practice of the daily 30-minute contemplation by going within. Then we learn how to travel to the higher planes on a daily basis, and we negotiate those lower regions to gain spiritual liberation. And that's really what ACTA is about. In the description that we give in the on the Blog Talk Radio part here, we talk about spiritual liberation, which is very important, because knowing the path really gains one spiritual liberation. I know that it could be hubris on our part, but it's just a fact. That's why only 1 in 100 can get to the path of Akita, whilst the other 99 are in a state of rebellion over anything that I ever say. It's sort of a persecution by them upon us. But that's the nature of the high path. We're not concerned about it. We're only concerned about the 1 in 100 that may hear the words that we speak and won't be a riddle to them. They have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and they will be the ones who gain the spiritual liberation that we're talking about by traveling the path of Akata. And that means that once they step onto the path, there is a guarantee, if they stay with it in one lifetime or two, called the Atratus, A-T-R-A-T-A-S, which is a guarantee that they'll gain spiritual liberation, again, either in this one lifetime or the next lifetime, if they stay with the path. If they stay on the path, they'll gain that spiritual liberation and get through all the three major goals. And that means that they'll have that opportunity to gain the Godhead once again. Because it has happened in ancient times, but you see, that gets into some really deep esoteric things in reference to the path, because it's the simplest path and then the most complex. But in order to gain the awareness of these things, one has to go within and listen to the sound current, listen to their sound current, and dwell within that sound current for 30 minutes a day in the inner practice of sahaji. Because that sahaji is when one closes their eyes, and they're in a state of motion, they're in a state of movement. They're moving all the time, excuse me, even in the physical plane, but we've been taught that we're sort of stationary or stopped and looking at one particular picture in front of us. But in reality, it's in motion and an illusion, too. It's spinning so fast that we see matter. But there's a lot of space interspersed in that matter. But in the planes above, the higher planes, we call it the God worlds of Sarosha, in the fifth plane and higher, those particular images are evanescent. They don't last. In other words, you could see an image in front of you, but you would leave a room inwardly, and it wouldn't necessarily be there any longer. Whereas we know in the physical plane, there is this concreteness, I'll say, this matter, which is a very tangible. It's tangible matter, but still an illusion. However, in Akata, we respect it, too. We don't just give it all up and pass on from this world. We learn how to get in balance in the lower worlds and dwell there within, and not have a lot of issues or problems. We learn how, excuse me, we learn how to work in our daily lives, work with people, and be good citizens, and try to do our level best in terms of having good cheer. A sense of humor is very important, and we're not all serious about what we do. We take things lightly, and we learn that the rest of the world has a serious disease where we learn how to understand and have laughter as a part of our lives, which is very important. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, too, Leslie, please?
Well, I agree with you. Love of life is important, and I think it's not something that you try to have, just something that comes about naturally. Because your attention is on spirit, our attention is on spirit here, and it just brings forth a greater love for all life. And that's not necessarily a warm love, but it's more of a spiritual love. So there's a certain detachment that's involved, but you can have warm love for those that are close to you, of course. So joy is a great benefit of being on the teaching, but a spiritual unfoldment is so important and so wanted by people, but not everyone's ready to step onto the path. And those that are ready, it's no charge for them to start on the path. We're not here, as we've said before, we're not here to make money out of people trying to get onto the spiritual path. It's not about that at all. It's about somebody's spiritual unfoldment. So there's no charge for someone to join. There's no charge for any of the books or any of the events that they attend. And we always want to keep it that way, and we don't accept donations. But if somebody is interested in finding out more about the teaching, then they can go to our website, akata.com, and there are books that can be downloaded for free. There are talks that audios that can be listened to by Srikant F.G. There's a lot of information to help one get started and get a deeper background of what the path is about. Srikant F.G., we've got about 5 minutes left, and I wasn't sure if there were any major points that you wanted to express before we wind up.
Well, we just give these presentations each week to really find a ready soul to speak to the public. At the same time, as we've said that we only really can get through to the 1 in 100. Whereas other people, we wish them well, and because they can learn that there is sort of a inherent morality that we all have in the essence of soul, and hopefully in the future, and it still does, that the principles of Akata, by that default mechanism of being naturally moral, will take place in the lower worlds. At the same time, the 1 in 100 as members of Akata raise a state of consciousness to, in an ancillary fashion, can raise the level of awareness around us. But we're not a new age teaching by any means, so all this business about people saying we've stepped into a golden age already, I beg to differ, because the things about us are not indicative of a golden age. So a lot of that's just rhetoric and people talking in a positive sense, which is a very good thing. I'm not saying that that's not. You know, all things positive are good. It's just a matter of what can get you to spiritual liberation. And we think it's the path of Akata will get one to spiritual liberation, because it's worked for us and it's worked for a couple thousand people that are members of the path of Akata presently, and will, if they remain with the path, as we've said, they will gain the liberation and the three goals, which are extremely important for those following the teaching. And therefore, what we do here each week, we find to be a great honor and a privilege to teach to the world and to establish the movement of Akata, so that we can get a foothold for those people, those ready souls, in the world today. And as we said, those that do not follow the path will at least learn about, and perhaps a principle or a spark of a seed. They'll plant a seed within for a future lifetime. In other words, all people get back to the path, whether it's in this lifetime or the next one or 1,000 lifetimes from now. People do get back to the Godhead. That's something that people can rejoice in, because it doesn't mean all are lost. Because even the people on the path wonder what happens to the 99 out of 100. And I say, well, eventually they'll get back. Maybe many will make it in the next lifetime or two. I don't know for sure. That's up to them to decide individually, because that's what we do. We present the teaching, and then we put it out there. And then the ready soul will hear the words of living Trosha Master and the teachers. We call them the Arahatas. These are higher Sanskrit words that we speak about and talk about. And therefore, when we put that out there, then they can accept or reject it in this lifetime. All right, so we're down to the last minute or two, I think.
Yeah, we've got about around a minute and a half. I do want to thank everyone for being with us this evening, and you can go to the archives and listen to the other shows if you want. There's probably hundreds of shows, because we've been doing this for several years, and get some of the information from there, as well as take a look at the website. If you've been listening for a while and you think you're at the point where you're ready to step on the path, you can certainly fill out an application online. As I said, there's no charge for that, but it's a matter of keeping track of our membership. So you feel free to do that. And I wanted to thank you. Pardon me?
Akata.com. We didn't say that.
Yes, Akata.com. I'm sorry. And that's an opportunity for anyone who's interested in getting some more information or stepping on the path. We've got about 40 seconds left, Srikant F.G., so I wanted to hand this over to you. I thank everyone for being with us this evening, and especially to you, Srikant F.G., and I'll let you say adieu for the evening.
Yes, the Master will raise his right hand when he leaves a seminar sometimes and puts his palm outward facing. And with that, I'll say, I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka B'Shad.